I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
I haven't heard from Councilmember Deedy, so I don't know.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember Page? Oh, here comes here. Tammy.
Tammy just joined the meeting. We just took a roll call, Tammy.
Okay. Are you here, Tammy?
I am here.
So I would accept approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda passed. So the next item is we're going to have an executive session pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 parentheses 1H and possible action to follow. And how much time do we think that we need for that?
I'd say 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How this will happen, I'm going to go and create the breakout room, and we'll be sending everybody will see a joining invitation. And when you want to leave the breakout room, make sure that you don't put leave meeting, just leave the room. Otherwise, if you push leave meeting, it will drop you out of the entire meeting.
Hello, is anybody there? What am I supposed to do? This is Carolyn Harp.
Hey. We're in executive session right now, Carolyn. Uh-huh. So it was going to be about 20 minutes. So we're just waiting for the council to get out. So you can just hold tight.
Oh. Okay. So have my snacks now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the explanation.
You're welcome. No problem. Council was asked for an additional 10 minutes. So they will be having the executive session for another 10 minutes. Good evening, everyone. I've been informed council has asked for an additional 10 minutes, so they will be in executive session for an additional 10 minutes.
So I call this meeting back to order, and does anybody want to go first?
Sure.
Christiana?
Yeah, thank you. I make a motion to appoint Bree Durham for this position for council.
I'm not ready to second a motion yet. I'm ready to have a little more discussion so that the citizens can understand where we're coming from.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, Christiana, you make a great point on appointing Bree. I think she would make an excellent candidate for position six here. She's very well-rounded. I do enjoy knowing what she's done in the community of Ten Trails and how she's put herself out there and reached out to her fellow residents and friends and neighbors. I think, you know, all the candidates that came forward to this application for position six it's a very hard choice. All of them would do an excellent job being at representing the city of Black Diamond and filling that position six. Tony Moss does have excellent and long-term volunteering and has, you know, basically just sunk his roots into the community with everything he's done and poured his heart into what he's put forth. He would make an excellent candidate as well. I think our last two that we have would have been Mr. Ben did interview quite well, was just kind of another 10 Trails resident coming forth. I'm excited to see that we had two come forth, actually possible three, but we didn't see anything from Mr. Chad Hoffman, unfortunately. But it was good to see people from 10 Trails coming out and wanting to fill this position, which is very important. I think we don't take it lightly to be filling this position. And I think it's good for the residents to know that we know we definitely take the time, we listen, we review the candidates again, and are really considering this is a 1 year term and there will be many seats available in the future. So I do take it quite seriously when we think about you, whatever position person we put in this position is going to be filling this position for a full year. Yes, that doesn't seem like very long, but it's a very important year to fill. So that leads me to my fourth comment on Mr. Burney. I feel like he interviewed very well. His application was very strong, in my opinion. I think with the skills that he carries in the 1 year that we'll be appointing this person's position, he would do very well at this thing. And I would like to appoint Mr. Burney for position six.
Councilmember Page.
So I agree with Councilmember Oglesby that we're very fortunate that we had a great turnout for candidates. I think that other than the one that chose not to participate, everybody put in some thought and effort to their application, interviewed pretty well. But again, I think in my opinion, it came down to two very strong candidates that were prepared, that were qualified, and that interviewed very well. And that's not to take anything away from the other candidates. But I guess I would agree with Councilmember Oglesby that that Burney did interview very well, was very prepared. I think Bree did a great job in interviewing, and as much as I was really encouraged that we had two candidates from our new community 10 Trails, I also know that the job of the council members is to represent the entire community, and so we can't just kind of put that down to a parish vote, so to speak. And so I would endorse a motion for election to appoint Burney as well. That's my vote, or that's my endorsement.
Councilmember Deedy.
Just as everyone else has stated, we had four great people that applied for our city council position, two in 10 Trails and two outside of 10, well, three outside of 10 Trails that the one person didn't attend the interview process. But I've known Tony for a long time, and I agree. He's volunteers, you know, he's got a great personality. He'd be great on council, but I have a favorite pick right now, and I'll go through that here in a minute. Ben, I thought was also great. He's in the 10 Trails community, and I think he would be a good candidate. You know, we do have five positions coming up in 2021. So I'm looking at all of these people that applied, that even the one that does get appointed tonight, that they should run for one of those five positions. Bree, I thought, was really good. I have two top contenders. Bree is one of them. I thought, you know, she interviewed well, but I'll have to admit, I felt that she was more trying to direct or get what 10 Trails wants and the communication within 10 Trails onto the council.
That's not such a bad thing, but for 1 year on the council, I needed a little more substance, a little bit more what you're going to bring to the council to help us through that 1 year and to connect all citizens and to bring, you know, a voice for everybody. I'm sure that's what you want to do. I just admit that I didn't really hear that in the interview. Bernie, I really like Bernie. And the reason why is because after being on council for 9 years, I look at what the next person that we're going to appoint can bring to help the council. And this council and the city, you know, we need help. And I like the fact that he had the budget knowledge, technical skills. He had the private, the public, and an ownership of a business skills that he can help us. He had the architectural capital projects. You know, we have a lot of projects going on in here in Black Diamond. Designs, construction, you know, he's in that. I think he can just, you know, bring a lot of knowledge during discussions that we have at council and the work studies, you know, just bring that extra help. And I feel that he can come right in and do that. There, you know, he talked about that he already looked at and studied the budget. So to me, listening to him, it felt like he could come right in and start with the rest of us and know where we're going. And hopefully, you know, add some help with, you know, here's where we need to go. He mentioned the city needs to have a plan. My personal opinion, the city doesn't have a plan. The council needs to sit down and work on a plan. What is our 5-year plan? What is our 10-year plan? And I felt that Bernie could bring that. I felt that he could help us with that plan as being somebody who's worked in the private sector and in the public sector and doing plans with them and his own business and looking at the future of, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to your plan 5 years out, or that's a great idea and that'll help the plan. He also talked about a city vision. I just felt that he had a lot of substance. And for a 1 year appointment, I thought and think that he will be the best candidate to come aboard and help the council, the city, the mayor, all of us work together on a goal and achieve it by the end of his term. And hopefully, if he is appointed, that he does run for a city council position and continue on. And he had also mentioned that because he is the owner of a business, that he is able to step back and let his employees run the business and help us with whatever needed. And that, you know, he of course would still manage his business with phone calls or whatever he needed. But I like the fact that he was willing to say that his position on the council would be number one. And so with that and with that said, my pick would be Bernie.
Council member Stout has not had a chance yet.
Thank you. I just would like to thank Bernie O'Donnell and Ben Singleton and Tony Moss and Brianna Durham. I can only imagine the four of you sitting there wanting to chip in and say, wait, I could do that too. I can do that too. And we feel that we have four excellent candidates and we wish that we could appoint four to the council tonight. We really, you haven't made it easy for us to have an obvious, you know, well, we have three horrible candidates and one great one because we have four really good candidates who would each bring something really excellent to the table. And so I'm actually not going to talk about the pros and cons of any of the candidates tonight because you've heard from my compadres how we feel about each of you. I just want to thank each of you and encourage each of you to stay engaged with the city, regardless of who's appointed tonight. We have at least three meetings a month that you can attend and other things that you can be involved with. And the time to file to run for a city council or mayor seat is in May. So it's really only 6 months away. So whoever is appointed tonight has between now and early May to decide whether you're going to run for your seat at, you know, in May. And so that's when your decision needs to be made. So it's not that long, just 6 months. So it's a year term, but you may be deciding to run a campaign, which is not a party, in that period of time. So best wishes to each of you. Please stay engaged with us, and we will probably appoint someone tonight. But don't take that to mean that we didn't like you, or we don't want you, or we think you're unqualified, because we think that each of you have something really excellent to bring to the table in council chambers in Black Diamond.
Councilmember Wisnowski, did you have a comment to make?
Yeah, I'd like to say that I would think that Black Diamond's very lucky. We had four very qualified people who wish to help out their community. Just because they're three of them are not picked tonight doesn't mean you don't have a role in this community. And as echoed in all of my fellow council members here, we highly recommend folks that are interested run for the offices that will be open. There will be five spots open next fall on this council. We highly recommend people that are truly interested to run. Don't we've had in the past where people have come and applied for councils and didn't get appointed and we never heard from them again. So don't be like that. If you're truly committed to the city and your neighbors, which is what city council is about, serving your neighbors, then take a chance. Ask for help with your campaigns. I do think that, you know, two candidates did kind of rise to the top. I think either of them would be great additions to the council. I think one of them kind of rises as a someone who would be a great addition to who could most immediately come up to speed and make a contribution to the council. With that, I will second Melissa's motion to appoint Bernie O'Donnell to the city council.
Was that a motion that you made, Councilmember Oglesby? Okay.
There was.
So we have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Councilmember De Leon?
Thank you. Yeah. And I know I did start off in the get-go from making a motion earlier for a different candidate. I want to first then really appreciate the fact that we did take that time to dialogue and speak publicly with the community as well about some of our thought processes. And I knew that was forthcoming, so I do appreciate that. And also with that in mind, I'm going to echo something first that a lot, like every other council member has already said, which is that we had some really strongly qualified candidates. And they all brought a lot of unique ideas and experiences and everything that I think could help in the future with our city. So I will just reiterate that when I make an endorse or make this kind of a motion, that this is not in a sense a way of saying, you know, I hope that, you know, this is still me just putting out a motion. I still highly value every single person who took that time to put in that application, to put themselves out in the line, to be in that interview and to be in that scrutiny. And at least I can attest there was some really fruitful discussion, very positive things said about the direction of our city, right? So I think with that in mind though, I did want to speak a little bit of why I really think it's a really great opportunity though for the city to appoint somebody from the Ten Trails neighborhood, which is that we do speak a lot from the neighborhoods we're in. I live in Old Town. There are those of us who live on the lake. And I think for us, we have that become such the norm in how we discuss the city that it's how we talk about Ten Trails and how we integrate that city can look so different than if we have somebody who has that kind of a voice of what it really is like and what it feels like to live in the city. So for me, I just thought it was important that we bring someone on. It is only for a year, but bring somebody who can really speak to that in a way that sort of shows that we are building that bridge. Because what I've heard, and especially from Ten Trails residents, is that it's that sense of disconnect and that we really want to be part of the city. And I think there's a lot of sense of, well, I know that this is my neighborhood, but how do I get in the city? To me, I think it's a great opportunity for us to really be thinking about how do we listen to people in Ten Trails about Ten Trails? But also, and in addition, I thought there were some amazing qualifications that were spoken of by both of the Ten Trails residents, and particularly by Bree. For one, I do want to commend the fact that of the candidates who were there, you know, after this position was announced to be open, I did see that there were some of the candidates who were in attendance in those meetings, and one of those was Bree. And I know that that was a serious conversation that we had the last time, which was that we wanted to see people who were willing to engage with the city of Black Diamond, learn that information, and attend the meetings. And here's somebody who attended a meeting, at least one, at least I remember, on the school impact fees. And to me, I think that's a really important thing, that there's somebody who's kind of willing to do that work and listen to our meetings. Is there a lot to learn? Yeah, I know firsthand. There's a lot to learn in your first year. And it's not always going to be like how it's maybe you think on the outside. But I did see an eagerness to learn and an eagerness to participate. And in a way that maybe it's really great in Ten Trails, but it's a way that we could bridge that to the greater community. So I thought there were some great things said about professional qualifications, about passion for the city, a household of small business owners. So I think we're all speaking to a lot of the similar things that attracted us. And for me, it just came down to the fact that I also just appreciated that we do have somebody who is also going to represent this new community that is going to be growing. And it is going to be something that we just, I think it's a really great opportunity. So I was impressed by all the candidates. They all said really great things. They all have really great qualifications. I just had that motion and just to at least kind of spark some further discussion, but I'm really, I respect everything that was said here tonight too.
So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
So we have 5 in favor and 1 opposed. So the motion carries. So we have a new council member. So we are going to swear in Bernie O'Donnell now if he wants to take the oath of office. Hello, Bernie. Congratulations.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm humbled and actually amazed. It was just listening to everybody. I thought, you know, I wasn't wanted when I first heard the motion. And so I can just tell you how pins and needles of all things, right? So I'm excited. At the same time, I'm very, very humbled because I know the talent of the people that applied for the position, Tony and Bree and Ben, all of them are I know that they share the same passion that I have for the community, and their commitment and that they want the best for the city of Black Diamond. So I'm humbled by that. And I'm honored that at the end of the day, I'm able to serve the people of Black Diamond. So thank you very much for your confidence in me.
So
I, Bernie, have been duly selected.
To the office.
To the office.
The City of Black Diamond Council Position Number 6.
The City Council Position Number 6.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly affirm, swear or affirm. Is that right?
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of this office.
Of this office.
As prescribed by law.
As prescribed by law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
And that I will support.
And that I will support.
And maintain.
And maintain.
The Constitution of the State of Washington and the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Washington and the United States of America.
Now we will have to have the certificate signed since we can't do it. And congratulations, Bernie, but we can't sign it here. So I will be getting it signed and we will get you a copy of it. So
thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that.
Congratulations, Bernie.
The council.
Thank you, everybody. And I just want to say a special thank you to Bree and Tony and Ben too, that I hope that I'm able to work with them in the future this coming year, and look forward to all the good things that are going to happen. Thank you.
So now on with the agenda. So you are now a council member, so you get to vote now, Bernie.
Okay, watch out for me. I'll try to do my best. Thank you.
Okay, so the consent agenda, I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So there are no oral comments, but obviously we had a lot of public comments that were sent in via email. We have no public hearings or unfinished business and no new business. So we'll start with department reports. Chief Smith, did you have a report? Chief Smith, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I had to get to my push to speak button. So real quick, because I know everybody probably wants to get out of there. We have 12 volunteers who are in the current academy. They're about 3 weeks into it, and they should be graduating in January. We have two career firefighters who are in the career firefighter academy. Same, they should graduate in academy, or in January, excuse me. Monday, October 5th, our new deputy chief starts. Her name is Dawn Judkins, and she comes to us from Tukwila Fire Department, and we're all very excited to have her start working there. Great thing that she comes from, we are in what's called Zone 3, and she's from Zone 3, so she can come in, and the only thing she has to learn is our department, because everything else we do all the same as the rest of the Zone 3 agency. So we're really glad to have her here, and maybe I can get her at the next Black Diamond meeting so everybody can meet her. We had Captain Martin and a firefighter return from Wisconsin, where they were working on the pre-construction for Black Diamond's new fire engine, and they were back on the 25th, and that process is done. So next thing it'll be doing, I think, I'm trying to remember when it gets into, I want to say it was March, I think, when it gets into production. And it's a very beginning of March, and it's out of there by the end of March. So it takes about 30 days from start to finish. So other than that, I don't have anything else unless someone has a question. Oh, one more thing. Recreational fires are now open in the city of Black Diamond, and yard vegetation fires, or where you burn your yard vegetation, you cannot do that in the city limits, but that is open outside the city limits. And we will be participating on October 31st in the Trunk or Treat program that's going on in the city of Black Diamond. So that's all I have, unless someone has a question.
Thank you, Chief Smith.
Thank you.
So anyway, I don't believe there are any other department reports. Nobody had sent in any reports. So under the mayor's report, I was just going to ask if you wanted to do a work study on the inclusivity statement that you've been working on before the town hall next Thursday. And also I've been asked to talk about If somebody wants to be on the police assessment on November 4th, it'd be a role player probably for the whole day, to 8 to 5. We are going to select a new sergeant or a new sergeant. And so they've got all this set up, but they thought it would be nice to have a person off the council that didn't have any knowledge of the police and maybe would like to learn a little bit more about the police department. So somebody's newer than rather than, so it's a good opportunity to be able to interact with the police department and with the new sergeant. And so I don't know if we have a volunteer that wants to do that. You could just,
Mayor, can you clarify, is it one council member or
just one council member.
Thank you.
So Bernie, did you raise your hand to?
Yes, Mayor Benson, as the freshman council member, and I would love to get to know them and be the objective participant in that, if that's okay
with everybody. Well, then you're on then.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So the other thing that we talked about having at our work session at 6 o'clock before the 7 o'clock town hall next week is maybe talking a little bit about voting regulations. So it was thought that, I think Chris said that he thought a half an hour was good enough to talk about their exclusivity. Oh, I'm sorry. Jamie does want two council members. Christiana?
If there's no other hands raised, I'd be happy to do that and join our new council member.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I guess I didn't get that when I talked to Jamie today that there was two spots. So sorry. So anyway, we wanted to know if we wanted to also talk about voting regulations and then maybe continue that discussion at some other future date. But I know that Councilmember Page was interested. So maybe we could have enough time at least to bring a little bit to the table on what kind of things we're talking about. And then we'll have to have another work session like in November, because the rest of our meetings this month are taken up with the budget. So, are you good with having that at the work study?
So Mayor, are you saying that the welcoming and inclusive proclamation discussion, voting regulations, and the town hall?
And then we have a town hall at 7, yes.
That sounds fine to me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we can,
David, can you send out your revised copy of the inclusivity and welcoming statement to the full council so they have a chance to read it before that work study, please?
Or you mean the one that I just made some little edits on that you sent me earlier?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, sure. I can circulate to the
council. I'm sorry. I should probably ask if Council Member Stout and Council Member De Leon are okay with that. But I'm okay with the final version that you sent out with a little bit of correction about our language about equality and stuff. So
yeah.
I agree with that.
I think that's good. It's our second draft, and it's only appropriate then that we share kind of what was the next product in this conversation. So sure.
Okay, great.
We'll do that.
Thank you, David.
Great. So I don't think I have anything else on my report. So Councilmember De Leon, you're up first.
All right. And thank you, Mayor. And thank you, Council. So first, I do want to congratulate Bernie to the City Council position. I know I cast a different vote than some other folks here, but I do, I was impressed by your application. And I do know that you have passion for the city. And I do look forward to working with you. And it looks like that's going to be coming up, you know, in a month, just alone in this police work. So the vote was certainly just different. Just know that I really do respect your application and that you are going to bring a lot of good energy to the city. So thank you for stepping up and welcome. Otherwise, my report will be really brief. I know that there's been a lot of conversation around the inclusion and diversity statement that we'll be sharing more info with you tonight. I think it brought up a lot of really important conversations and questions that will be guiding our city. And I do look forward to what that'll look like, especially when, you know, the public does have a chance to see more of what we've been moving forward with on that. Otherwise, I am reviewing the budget conversation that was had last week, and I'm really looking forward to continuing that process and continuing to follow up with any questions I'll have. So that's the end of my report. And again, congratulations, Bernie.
So Councilmember O'Donnell, you're up if you have any other words to share or.
I do. I know it's 8:20 at night, so I'll make it brief. But so first of all, Councilmember De Leon, thank you very much. You know, what makes us stronger is the diversity of opinion. And I respect that. And I think that that's what's going to make us stronger as a council. If we can have diverse opinions and thoughts, and we all work together and challenge each other on what's best for the city. And so I fully respect that. And I look forward to working with you. And it's certainly look forward to working with the rest of the council. I do want to just take the time, hopefully Bree's still online and Tony and Ben, just to say that, first of all, with Tony, and I know that the time that he's put in with the Miners Day and leading that charge, I look forward to working with him, and I hope that we are all working with him. The COVID-19 thing that's upon us, hopefully by Labor Day next week, that's over, and we can all celebrate as a community some of the greatness of bringing everybody together. And I want to offer my salary for the term towards that cause for Miners Day. I'll contribute my salary for that. My overwhelming salary that I'm getting, I want to make sure every penny goes towards that, if that's cool. I do want to say also to Bree and Ben, who are 10 Trails residents. I know the importance of that community and that neighborhood and how we can bridge the goodness of the old timers of Black Diamond and the downtown there, and how we bring that community together and the character of what makes small town America called Black Diamond. I hope that we're able to work together, and I see Bree and Ben both as kind of some obvious leaders in that neighborhood, and how can we work together? So I look forward to that. Missed my mind that I only have a little over a year in this position, and so I want to make the best of it and be a catalyst for identifying what we can do to align city resources, the staffing, the capital projects, the budget, the finances, with what is needed to make sure we're ready to support the public services, provide those public services for the city of Black Diamond as the city grows. So to what capacity I can do that, I'm in a learning mode, but I'm going to jump in with both feet and hope that I can contribute something substantial there. Through it all, I think that the culture and the goodness of Black Diamond, I don't want to lose sight of that, and hope to be able to carry that forward, small town America, and that we keep the goodness of all of that, of what makes Black Diamond Black Diamond, so I want to do that. And so it's an honor and a privilege, and I'm humbled to be a part of this team, and I look forward to meeting all of you in person at some point, hopefully, not just on screen, but in person. And the department heads, and making sure that we're supporting in a responsible, fiscally responsible manner, the growth of the city, and making sure that each department has the resources and the staffing, and that we're paying the salaries for that staff in a fiscally responsible manner, but also to make sure that we're investing so that we retain really top caliber talent. And my experience in the public sector is how important that is, that we make sure we do that. because losing somebody that's really good because they decided to go to Renton or some other, or Kent or some other place because they make $5 more an hour. We want to be smart about that and make sure that we're paying those wages to retain really, really good talent. So capital and projects, I'm happy to get involved with. I've got lots of experience. So anyway, you've heard my resume. I'm not going to talk all night. I know we want to get out of here, but I just want to say thank you very much. And I'm humbled and appreciate the opportunity to serve the citizens of Black Diamond. Thank you.
Council Member Page.
Yeah, so I guess first and foremost, I want to congratulate you, Bernie. Thanks for applying and welcome to the council. To the other candidates that applied, I want to say this, that it's important to show continuity in your interest, and the fact that you went through the time and effort to apply for this, I think gives you cred, so to speak. I hate to throw slang out there, but I think it demonstrates your definite interest. I want to encourage you to take the opportunity to be involved with the city in the future, and I definitely had high regard for your effort and interest, and I don't want you to take the fact that another candidate was elected as a sign that we didn't see very positive things in all of you. So I think that's important to know. With regard to my report, I really have a short report. I know that we're entering a time right now where the focus is on the budget, and so it's really great to have you, Bernie, on board. I think you'll be able to contribute to that, and we'll be focusing on that in the coming weeks and months. So I think that's important. I think the other thing too is, as a community, I just want to encourage all of us to really show respect to one another, whether we're on the council or whether we're residents. I know that there's a lot of times people rush to a judgment or recollect things incorrectly and say things that are accusatory of other people. And an apology is okay, but I think it's really important for us as residents and citizens and council members to really think before we talk. And I just want to say that in generality, because I think there's a little too much hate and a little too much conflict in our society today. And I think if we as residents of Black Diamond can demonstrate continuity and community and forgiveness and understanding, I think we can, as small as we are, be a role model for the broader community of, our county and our state. And I think that's really important. So that's all I want to say without being specific.
Council Member Deedy.
All right, so welcome, Council Member O'Donnell. I think you'll do great as a council member, and also just to state as well, I think the other three candidates were very good, and I'm hoping that during the next election, just like I think Council Member Stout stated, that in 6 or 7 months, it'll be time to put your name in the hat and get ready to run for an election. So it'll be fun, and exciting to see who steps up and wants to be on the council, as there is 5 seats that are coming up. So I did want to just do a reminder about the minutes, about, you know, what you're reading in when they come to council and you're like, well, I did a big speech and how come it's not all written down on the council when they're confirming the agenda, and, or not the agenda, but confirming, gosh, I can't even think of the name of it right now, but the minutes. Some of the minutes. So I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, not so much the council, but residents, citizens that are out there, that the minutes do not need to be a verbatim of public comment. That would be an awful lot of work for our city clerks. So I know that the majority of cities do just have it be action minutes. Like you could, well, I'll use me an example. So if I got up and talked to the council about an ordinance or a resolution or something that's on the agenda, and I was for it, then the city clerk or whoever is doing the minutes would say, Mrs. Deedy was for ordinance number, and then, or Mrs. Deedy wasn't for the ordinance. And then if I had made notes and gave those to the city, those would be attached to the minutes so that everybody can read it. And then, of course, you always have the option to go back into the audio and listen to what that person said. So you might say, oh, Mrs. Deedy was for it, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to why she was for it and understand why she was for that. Or I'm going to go back and listen to why she wasn't for it. So it gives you a lot of opportunities to find what was the full statement, but without having the council and having to read multiple pages and the city not having to type all that out. So I just wanted to bring that up a little and remind people. I also wanted to say yay that the log piles out there on Railroad are getting picked up. They're getting chopped up and taken away. So it's been a long process. And I think I could probably say that everybody in this neighborhood where I'm at, Railroad, First Avenue, Second Avenue, are all, and Park Street, are all happy to see those go. And then I think that Chief Smith, you mentioned about Trunk or Treat. The Lake Sawyer Church is compiling places for kiddos to go during Halloween. So they'll be trunk or treating at the police station, at Lake Sawyer Christian Church, at the community center. And I know the Eagles Hall is doing one from 1 to 3 on that day as well. And there might be another location I missed. So that'll be a lot of fun. That was, the church thought how fun it would be to get everybody involved within the city, go into different locations, and the kiddos and parents could drive around and just quickly have their kids grab a treat. They were looking at not having candy, but some sort of gift from each entity. So that'll be fun to see. Let's see. I guess that's all I have. So thank you again, everybody, for applying and going through that grueling process of interview and listening to all of us talk about each of you, which I know, you know, it's hard to hear and hard to listen, but I'm more than happy to talk with each of you at any time. Thank you.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, again, Mr. O'Donnell, congratulations and welcome to position number 6. We look forward to working with you in the future in this great year that you're going to be adding to our city. So And I look really forward to the other candidates that applied, and can't wait to see you guys out running for those open positions next year in May. If you guys need help, I'm there to help you guys. I think the residents will be lucky to see you guys doorbelling and talking to them in person. They love that. So good luck to the people that do run for next year. And I hope to see Tony and Bree and Mr. Ben. Looking forward to seeing you guys' name on the election time when it comes in May. So don't give up on us. You guys will be great council members in the future. To report, I just have my report that I attended the safety meeting today, which was Chief Smith did report, you know, what he reported to us at our meeting. So other than that, I look forward to working with you, Mr. Bernie, at our safety meeting as well. Looks like you might be filling in that position and will be able to join us the first Thursday of the month at 4:00. So look forward to having a safety meeting.
Thank you.
That's it.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
I see what you mean, Steve, when you're way down here at this end. Yeah, everybody said everything by the time they got to you, right? Once again, Council Member O'Donnell, congratulations and welcome aboard. To the other candidates, especially Bree and Ben and Tony, you guys don't get discouraged. Please stay engaged. That's what we want in our community. We want engaged citizens. Like everyone said, we have 5 council positions open next fall. So make sure that so run right. So unless you realize it by May that it's not something you want to do, but I think you would all be a good addition to the council. Let's see. It's a full moon today, so go grab some moonbeams when you get a chance. Also, safety committee, public safety committee meeting today. It was a great discussion. We talked a little bit about looking at future police department space as we're growing as a city. We're trying to figure out all of our space needs and all that kind of stuff. Let's see. We talked a little bit about the website. We're gonna try to figure out how we can make sure that the website gets done in a timely manner. I've had lots of feedback on the permitting process. We're working on that process. I've got some discussions tomorrow to see if there's anything I can do to help. The inclusivity and welcoming statement, that'll go out to the rest of the council. I think that the draft that we have is a really good draft, and we look forward to everybody's input. But I also think it's a really good illustration of when people can reach across the aisle and work together on something that's for the common good of our community, how successful we can be. So it's probably no, surprise to anybody, but that not everybody on the council is in the same side of the political aisle, right? So, but for things like this that are good for our community, we can put the politics aside, reach across that aisle and make a difference. And that's I'm excited for people to see the proclamation when it gets to the public, and we're excited for the public's feedback on it. I think it's a really good statement of our core values and how we plan to support those core values and how we plan to work together to continue to have Black Diamond be a inclusive, welcoming community that embraces our diversity and moves together as one community, right? We're not a community of neighborhoods. We are a community, right? So I think that's a good thing. And I think as we continue to embrace our diversity, because we've been a diverse city for since our inception, right? I think that this is the proclamation. I hope everyone gets a chance to go through and read through it and gives us your feedback on it, because I think it's an important statement from the city. Let's see. I think that's probably about it.
Okay, Councilmember Stout.
Thank you.
Welcome, Councilmember O'Donnell. You're going to have fire hose coming at you pretty soon with all kinds of information, and it's really fun and it's exciting to learn how to be a council member. I would love to be in a room with Bernie O'Donnell and Ben and Bree and Tony. I think there's a lot of energy from all of those candidates who came to the council, and once again, there will be opportunities to serve on the council in the not too distant future, and we look forward to working with you. I do want to say that I had technical difficulties when we were having your interviews. It's the first and only time that that has ever happened to me. I don't know what was going on, but I did go back and listen to the entire meeting because I didn't want anybody to think that I was making a vote without being fully informed. So I did go listen to that meeting, and I wanted that to be part of the record. I attended my Public Works Committee meeting where we once again went over the water system plan. You're thinking, is that all you do in Public Works? Yes, for now, we're going over the water system plan. It's a big document, it's very important. And we don't just flip through the pages and say, okay. We're redlining and making changes as we go along in making sure that this is going to be a plan that's exactly what is meant for this city. And the Public Works Department, Seth and Scott, are really great to work with. And we kind of, I think we wear them out with all of our questions because it's a pretty technical topic, but they're like, ooh, okay, we're done with that meeting. Also, I attended a Finance Committee meeting, and then I've been, for lack of a better word, pestering some city staffers about our city website. It's no secret that our website is in a sad condition. We have hired a company to work on a website, which I think all of you will be really happy to hear if you didn't know that. It's been too long coming. It took a back seat while COVID was kind of overpowering the city, and the focus had to be on getting the work of the city done through, you know, distance learning to like the school districts. And so the good news is we're back on track, and things are moving forward with the website, but I'm still going to be pestering poor Brenda and Rob, like, come on, let's get this thing up and running. But it remains to be seen. There's not a go live date yet, but I think that's just around the corner, I hope. Christiana De Leon and Chris Westbrook and I worked, I would say, pretty tirelessly this past couple of weeks on our Black Diamond Welcoming and Inclusive Proclamation. We sent a lot of emails back and forth. There were a couple of actually painful things that happened. This is a hot topic, and it's very sensitive for some people, or many people, a sensitive topic. We got through some of those uncomfortable things, and I'm not talking about within the council. There were some outside bits and pieces that we needed to focus on and pay attention to. Chris and Christiana and I think were able to work together really, really well. It was an awesome experience to email each other back and forth with our thoughts and ideas. And then we had a Zoom meeting to kind of finalize our details. I've read a lot of these statements from various cities, organizations, school districts, and I will tell you that when you get a copy of the one that we're pretty close to finished with, I think you will be really happy. I think it's a little different, and may I say beautiful. I think it's a beautiful proclamation, and that's what we wanted it to be. We didn't want it to just be a lot of words, blah, blah, blah. We're saying what we're supposed to say. We wanted it to be a meaningful document that our residents would be proud of, that they would want to have a copy of it. We want it to be posted throughout our city. to say this is who we are and this is what we stand for. So I think council members should have that pretty soon. We did send it to David Linehan to ask him to give it the once over, and he helped us a little bit with some of the wording. We don't want to have to like go to court or anything over the statement. So we always like to have him give us a once over and make sure that we're not, you know, off the track. So I really, really look forward to all of you having that and to working on it next week. Once again, welcome Bernie, and thank you, Ben, Bree, and Tony. Come again, come to the council meetings, and at some point we'll all get to be together in a room. Thank you.
Mr. Linehan, do we have an attorney's report?
Not this week, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.